Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Daily Stark Edge. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, 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 with little coming back? Like your energy is being siphoned off by people who don't really appreciate your time or effort? Trust me, I've been there. We all have those moments when we find ourselves saying yes way too often, pushing ourselves to the limit, and ending up feeling drained and depleted. But here's the thing. Setting healthy boundaries isn't selfish. It's essential for your well-being. It's about honoring your own needs and creating space for yourself to recharge, grow, and thrive. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your home uninvited and take over your space, would you? The same principle applies to your personal life. You deserve that same level of respect and consideration. Today, we're diving deep into the power of setting boundaries in your personal relationships. We'll explore why it's so important, how to identify what needs a boundary, and most importantly, how to communicate those boundaries effectively without hurting feelings or causing drama. 5 key takeaways. 1. Boundaries aren't about shutting people out, they're about creating space for healthy connections. It's not about saying no all the time. It's about being mindful of your energy and resources and choosing how you want to spend them. Imagine a beautiful garden to thrive. Each plant needs its own space to grow. Similarly, in relationships, boundaries give everyone room to flourish without feeling suffocated or overwhelmed. 2. Start by identifying your values. What's truly important to you? Respect? Authenticity? Personal time? Understanding your core values will guide you in setting boundaries that align with what matters most. Think of it like building a house. Your values are the foundation, and boundaries are the walls that protect and support that structure. 3. Recognize your limits. We all have finite amounts of time, energy, and emotional bandwidth. Recognizing your limits is crucial for avoiding burnout and resentment. Ever feel like you're constantly giving advice to friends or family, even when you don't have the time or energy? That's a boundary that needs attention. 4. Practice assertive communication. This means being clear, direct, and respectful about your needs and expectations. It's not about demanding or manipulating, it's about calmly and honestly expressing yourself. Think of it like giving directions. Be specific and concise so people understand exactly where you're headed. You can say things like, "I appreciate you asking, but I need some time to myself tonight," or "while I want to be supportive, I'm not comfortable giving advice on this topic." 5. Be prepared for pushback. Not everyone will react positively to your boundaries. Some might try to guilt trip you, minimize your needs, or even get angry. Remember, their reaction is about them, not you. Stay firm in your convictions and reiterate your boundaries calmly and respectfully. Relatable example. Picture this. You're invited to a party on a Friday night, but you've been working late all week and desperately need some downtime. A friend calls, pressuring you to come. They say it'll be fun, everyone will be there, and you can't miss out. You start feeling guilty, thinking maybe you should just go. But then you remember, setting boundaries is about prioritizing your well-being. Take a deep breath and politely decline. You could say something like, "Thanks for the invite. I really appreciate it, but I'm going to stay in this week and recharge. Catch up with me soon." See? You can be kind and assertive at the same time. Summary and key takeaways. Listen, setting boundaries is a superpower. It allows you to cultivate healthier relationships, protect your energy, and live more authentically. Remember, boundaries are about creating space for healthy connections. Identify your values and limits. Communicate assertively and respectfully. Be prepared for pushback and stay firm in your convictions. You deserve to feel respected and valued in your relationships. So go out there, set those boundaries, and watch your life transform. Call to action. I want to hear from you. Share time when setting a boundary made a positive difference in your life. Leave a comment on our website or tag us on social media. Remember, every small step towards creating healthier boundaries is a victory. And as always, stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep striving for that daily edge. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.